Graham, I can't help but see some parallels in the debate that is unfolding around what happened on Gari and the cull of the dingoes to a conversation that was happening here in Sydney, where I am, earlier this month following a spate of shark bites.
Mm.
And this story has resonated with a lot of people, hasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely has. I think that this actually challenges people's values in a lot of ways. Some people will put a lot more value on humans and protecting humans, and they might think that this act is in some way following that through and helping to protect people. Some experts have said it likely won't do anything in the long term to protect humans on Gari. And yeah, we do always seem, don't we, to get these calls to cull animals. We got calls from some parts of the community that there should be some sort of shark cull after the incidents in Sydney that we saw, which I also wrote about. I mean, there were a whole set of circumstances around why we saw an increased number of bites from bull sharks around Sydney. I mean, the interesting thing here is that dingoes are both a reason for people to go to Gari, but they're also a threat. They're a bit like crocodiles. People will go to parts of outback Australia and far north Queensland and the Northern Territory to see crocodiles, but then they can be incredibly dangerous. In North America, same with bears. People go to spot bears, but bears are really dangerous. And you've got this conflict, and it's a complicated relationship that we have with animals like that. And I guess we always have to remember that they're wild animals and that there are risks there.
Mm.
It's affected a lot of people, particularly as well, people, I guess, that have been around dingoes. I've seen them. They're a beautiful, stunning animal. And regardless of whether we think it was the right call by the state government to kill them or not, there's no getting away from just what a spectacular species they are.
Mm.
And Nora, I've also had, I had an email actually from a reader who was on Gari just before Christmas, and this reader tells me that they would take a drive up the beach to the Maheno shipwreck pretty regularly. They said that, like many Australians, they were heartbroken to hear that the pack would be euthanized following this tragic death of Piper James. I can read some of the email actually. It's from Anna Emerson, and it says, "I believe future generations will look back on how we have treated dingoes across Australia with horror. We saw what's very likely this same pack of dingoes many times when driving up the beach. I wanted to share a video we took of the pack howling. This was very special to witness, the highlight of our week on the island, and felt even at the time like it had a lot of pathos. I find it very poignant now. I wanted to share it in case it's useful to you."
Graham Redfern, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Noah.
That was Guardian Australia's climate and environment correspondent, Graham Redfern. You can find more of his work on theguardian.com. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Alison Chan and Joe Koning. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. The executive producer is Hannah Parks. Don't forget, you can subscribe or follow Full Story, and you can also leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Catch you next time.